This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Some see a recent Illinois Supreme Court ruling as a potential key to ending the state's budget impasse. This week for Past Due, I sat down with Rachel Otwell to talk about the case.
A ruling that came down from the Illinois Supreme Court last week could have implications for the state budget impasse. First, can you tell us a little about the case?
This is a case that stems back a few years, and basically what was at stake were raises for public employees at some state agencies that had been promised by Governor Pat Quinn in an agreement that he made with AFSCME in their contract. But lawmakers didn't appropriate the money for the raises, so some workers have never gotten them.
The court ruled that the state did not have to pay out the raises, even though they were in the workers' contract. Why?
The question that was before the court was, if the executive branch makes this deal with the unions and the legislative branch doesn't approve the money to pay for it, is the deal still good? And what the court ended up saying was, no, it's not, that the legislature is the only branch of government that has the power to say that the government can spend money through appropriations through a budget. And if they don't do that, then the contract is void.
What does all this have to do with the current budget situation in our state?
So some of the folks out there watching this case, of course, pretty quickly thought of all these contracts that are out there right now that Governor Rauner's administration has made with social service agencies to go ahead and provide services even though there is no state budget in place. And the concern is that this ruling could perhaps allow the Rauner administration to get out of those contracts if a budget never materializes. And this has been a worry for social service providers for a while. It's part of the reason that many of them are pushing for appropriations to get passed through the General Assembly, even if the money isn't there, because they want to make sure that those appropriations have happened. So those contracts will have to be honored at some point when money does come in. But this case has to be making them a little bit more nervous about that possibility.
One judge dissented from the opinion and called it, quote, fiscally dangerous. Can you tell us about that?
That dissent came from Justice Thomas Kilbride, and he was talking about this issue with the social service providers. He pointed directly to the current budget impasse and said that this ruling could basically give the state an out on these contracts, even though the providers have already done the services and floated the state's cost, that the state could look to this opinion and say, hey, we don't have to pay you as long as there isn't a budget. Now, the majority didn't agree with Kilbride's reading of the opinion. They see it as a very narrow opinion that only applies to collective bargaining agreements that span over multiple years. So they don't see it applying to contracts with vendors who supply, say, social services or food to a prison or cars to the state police or any of the things that the state contracts with businesses for.
This opinion could ultimately have an effect on the stalemate between Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic leaders in the legislature. What might happen there?
Folks who are kind of interpreting this ruling, probably one of the most lead among them, Rich Miller with Capital Facts, are taking the thought that, well, if this ruling says that the state does not have to pay state workers wages if there are not appropriations, then how is the state paying state workers right now without a budget? And, I mean, the answer to that question is that a judge has ruled that the state has to keep paying workers even though there isn't a budget because of some federal work laws. But there is some thought that Attorney General Lisa Madigan could kind of reopen that issue in light of this ruling and make the case that the state can't pay workers without a budget. Our own Amanda Vinicky checked up with the Attorney General's office to see, and they're saying, well, right now, we're just reviewing the case, and they wouldn't talk about their plans going forward. But
folks like Rich and others have raised the possibility of what would happen if Lisa Madigan does take this to court and gets a ruling that says that state workers can't be paid because there is no budget currently. Would the fallout from that push Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic leaders to the table to come to some kind of agreement? It seems that it would create more pressure than the current impasse under which most state services are getting funded, K-12 schools are getting funded. But if state workers were to not get paid, then all those workers and their families would feel the impact, and average folks might feel the impact more because, for instance, you wouldn't be able to renew your driver's license or your license plate if it expired, and the list goes on and on. The thought is that this ruling could be the first step in an end to the state budget impasse. However, it could take a while to get through the courts, and even if it does get through the courts, it doesn't mean that Rauner and Democrats will come up with an agreement immediately. clearly both sides have been willing to bear some things being shut down and some areas of state government not getting funded. So it's possible that if state workers weren't getting paid, that it would inject a lot of urgency into the situation, but it doesn't mean that we would see an immediate resolution.
This case was overshadowed by another Supreme Court ruling that came down last week, a decision that struck down changes to some of Chicago's pension systems for public workers. Has there been any fallout from that ruling?
Not really surprisingly, Chicago's bond rating has been downgraded yet again since that ruling. It happened earlier this week. Fitch's rating agency downgraded the city to a triple B minus rating, which for folks out there who don't follow bond ratings a lot, I had to look it up. It means that they are two steps above junk status with that rating. And Moody's, which is another rating agency, actually had already downgraded Chicago to junk. So they're going to have trouble borrowing going forward, although they have been borrowing recently. They're going to probably pay more if they need to borrow in the future. And if nothing changes, the city has said that a couple of its pension funds could become insolvent in 10 to 12 years.
This has been Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state. For more on the topic, see the Past Due blog at wuis.org.